Hi, this is Pastor Russ with the Daily Dose for June 17th. From 1 Kings chapter 17, the certain for the uncertain. What a picture of faith. Here we encounter another Sidonian, the first being Jezebel. This unnamed widow to whom Elijah the prophet from Israel was sent sets a beautiful example for us today. Under the withering sun of a rain-starved land, the poorest suffered most. As a widow, this Sidonian would have no margin between her and hardship. She and her son were destitute, ravaged by the drought and famine that had afflicted the entire region. She was in the midst of preparing the last eager meal she and her son would ever eat when she met Elijah. What intrigues me is the widow's faith. She's not an Israelite, yet she speaks of her condition on oath by Yahweh, the God of Elijah. She believed in the God that Israel itself had abandoned. She refused to hide behind her poverty as an excuse to be inhospitable to a stranger, an alien no less. The widow did not refuse to believe Elijah's word from the Lord, even without knowing who he was, and thus became the recipient of a personal miracle reminiscent of the manna in the wilderness. But she had to surrender the certain, what little flour and oil she had, for the untested promise from God delivered by a strange man. Wow, such faith. Remember as well that Elijah was sent to her to strengthen her faith, not simply to provide for himself through this unlikely widow. How could she endure in her faith if she remained as one in an entire culture that was openly contemptuous of the God of Israel, judging by Jezebel? Elijah went to Zarephath to make a true disciple of the one true God. The widow's faith in the God of Israel puts to shame the stubborn idolatry of Israel. Jesus later commended the widow's faith in the face of the unbelief in his own day, some 850 years later. You can find that in Luke chapter 4, verses 25 to 26. Who is willing in our day to take God at his word and give up the certain for the uncertain? Thanks for joining me today. We'll be back tomorrow.